Sharma Charan Lahiri was born on September 30th, 1828, in the village of Guni, on the banks of the Jalangi River near Krishnanagar in Bengal. After his mother passed away in 1833, his father, Gwam Mohan Lahiri, took Sharma Charan with him to live in Benares. In 1846, Sharma Charan was married to Srimiti Kashimini. Two sons, Tinkaroy and Dukaroy, and three daughters, Harimoti, Harikamini, and Harimohini, blessed the union. In 1851, Sharma Charan took the post of clerk in the military engineering department of the British government. He received many promotions during his time of service and was transferred at different times to its offices in Ghazipur, Mirazipur, Nainital, Danupur, and Benares. It was in his 33rd year that Sharma Charan met his guru, Babaji, near Rankinet in the Himalayas, and was initiated by him into Kriya Yoga. Dronagiri Mountain of Dronagiri Valley in the Himalayas, the place where Lahiri Mahashoy was reunited with Babaji, has an elevation of 8,000 feet. It was in this valley and its surrounding mountains that the great Dronacharya often meditated. Hence, it was named after him. It is also called Dronagiri Hill. In the beginning of his married life, Lahiri Mahashoy worked hard to support his family. After he retired in 1886, he remained at his house in Benares. There, he interpreted 26 of the sacred scriptures. Day and night, he used to receive a stream of visits from his disciples and those who wanted to be initiated into Kriya Yoga. Lahiri Mahashoy left the body on September 26th, 1895. You're listening to Inspiration Sounds, episode 25. An episode recalling the true accounts from Lahiri Mahashoy, from the book by Sri Chinmoy entitled A Revelation of the Beyond. And that introduction was in fact the biographical notes that Sri Chinmoy had written to that book. I hope you enjoyed the rest of the show. I'm Budsamudra Knox. Sharma Charan's First Meeting with Babaji. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. One evening, in the 33rd year of his life, Sharma Charan Lahiri was roaming in the Himalayas when he heard a voice saying, "Sharma Charan, Sharma Charan." He was surprised to see a young sadhu calling him from a distance. The sadhu approached him and said, "Can you not recognize me, my child, my son?" Then he uttered the names of Sharma Charan's father and grandfather. Even then, Sharma Charan could not recognize him. The sadhu showed Sharma Charan abundant affection and led him into a cave. There he showed him a trident, a sacred water pot, a tiger skin and some beads. The sadhu said, "Can you not recognize these? They are all yours." But Sharma Charan could not recognize them. The sadhu then placed his hand on Sharma Charan's spine. Immediately, Sharma Charan came to realize that those were, indeed, his belongings. The sadhu said to him, "My name is Babaji, my son. You were my dear disciple in your previous incarnation. You left the body at a very high stage of spiritual development. I have waited many years for you to return to me. I want you to complete your spiritual life in this incarnation." Shyamacharan bowed to his master and cried and cried. He said that he would not go back to his wife and family, but Babaji said, "No, you have to return to them. God wants you to lead a family life and, at the same time, to remain in your highest consciousness and guide householders in leading a better, higher, and purer life. I shall initiate you in a few days' time. As long as you remain near the Himalayas, come and see me every day." Shyamacharan was overjoyed that his master was going to initiate him. With a heart full of gratitude and delight, he left. This most significant meeting took place in 1861 on Dronagiri Mountain. The Conqueror of Time and Space, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsambudra Knox. Shyamacharan returned to Benares and lived an exemplary householder life, as Babaji had told him. At the same time, he became extremely advanced in the practice of Kriya Yoga. He became known from this time on as Lahiri Mahashoy, meaning great teacher. He continued to work as a clerk for the Bengali Military Engineering Service and went to the office faithfully every day. It happened that, for a few days, his boss, who was an Englishman, was very sad and disturbed. One day, Lahiri Mahashoy asked his boss the reason for his sadness. The boss said that his wife was extremely ill in a hospital in England and that he had not heard any recent news from her or from the family. Lahiri Mahashoy said to him, "Let me enter into the adjacent office and meditate for some time, then I will bring you some news." The boss smiled at the young clerk and inwardly appreciated his goodwill, but he did not have real faith in him. He felt that to do this kind of thing, one had to be a great spiritual master with tremendous power. After 15 minutes, Lahiri Mahashoy emerged from the room and said to his boss, "In 2 or 3 days' time, you will receive a letter from your wife. She is doing well, I assure you. You do not have to worry about her at all." He even told his boss what was inside the letter. In 3 days, a letter did arrive from the Englishman's wife, and the contents of the letter were exactly as Lahiri Mahashoy had described them. But the story does not end there. In a few months, the boss's wife sailed for India. Upon arriving in Benares, she visited her husband's office. When she saw Lahiri Mahashoy, her eyes opened wide in surprise. She said to her husband, "Well, how can this man be here? I saw him near my deathbed in the hospital. He looked at me and smiled, and then I recovered." Her husband and all those who were working in the office were taken aback. Lahiri Mahashoy continued to work as a clerk in that office for many, many years because he had to support his family. Only after a considerable length of time, when he had collected a few students, was he able to retire. High Time to Wake Up, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Lahiri Mahashoy's wife was named Kashimani. Once she woke up in the middle of the night and was so surprised to see that her husband was not at his usual meditation spot. He was seated in a lotus position high up in the air, quite a few meters above the ground. Lahiri Mahashoy turned to her and said, "Kashimani, it is high time for you to wake up from your sleep. This time when you wake up, remain in that condition forever. Do not go back to ignorant sleep. Get up and look for wisdom light within." Then Lahiri Mahashoy initiated his wife as his student. Troilangaswamy's words proved to be true. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. A very great spiritual master happened to be living in Benares at the same time as Lahiri Mahasoy. His name was Troilangaswamy. Troilangaswamy was the possessor of tremendous spiritual power. According to Sri Ramakrishna, Troilangaswamy was the moving image of the Lord Shiva. Troilangaswamy was usually to be found floating on the Ganges. He had renounced everything, including clothing, but the people of Benares did not mind because they all knew him and that they had the deepest respect, love, and veneration for him. One day, Troilangaswamy was with his students on the banks of the Ganges when a nicely dressed, middle-aged Bengali gentleman wearing a new dhoti and perfumed with oil came up to him. To the students' wide surprise, Troilangaswamy stood up and embraced the gentleman. Then the gentleman walked away. Everybody protested. "How can you embrace someone who is so sophisticated and unspiritual? There is no spirituality in him at all. Besides, he is only a householder." Troilangaswamy said to them, "You fools. You do not recognize him. You would have to give up everything in life. You would have to renounce everything in order to come to his spiritual state of consciousness. In your highest state of consciousness, you cannot equal him. For him to wear clean, new, ironed clothes or to use perfume is nothing. He has reached such a spiritual height that he will not be affected no matter what he wears or what he does. You cannot judge people by their outer appearance. He is really a great seeker, an extraordinary soul." Troilangaswamy's words proved to be true. The gentleman's name was Lahiri Mahasoy, and he was soon accepted as a great spiritual master. Many people came to know of him after Troilangaswamy's highest tribute. The Master Returns to His Real Home. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. On September 26th, 1895, Lahiri Mahasoy was extremely ill. He was lying down in his house, surrounded by his intimate disciples. He was explaining to them some of his favorite verses from the Bhagavad Gita. All of a sudden, the master stood up and said, "What am I doing here? Why am I wasting time? It is high time for me to go back to my real home." So saying this, he entered into a state of deep meditation and left his physical body. A few hours later, on the same day, three of his intimate students at different places saw Lahiri Mahasoy's luminous spiritual body consoling them. They did not know of his passing. They knew only that he was extremely sick. But when they went to their master's ashram, they found that he had passed behind the curtain of eternity. His physical body was dead, but he had traveled to visit them in his spiritual body. You have been listening to Inspiration Sounds, episode 25. That was our episode on Lahiri Mahasoy from the stories from Chuchimoy's book, A Revelation of the Beyond. And I hope you enjoyed episode 25. Now this month, on August 27th, is Sri Chinmoy's birthday. He's going to be celebrating his 75th year here with us. And so for the next 2 weeks, episodes 26 and, funnily enough, episode 27, we shall be dedicating to the stories From Sri Chinmoy's own life, he has in fact written quite a few autobiographical tales about his childhood, about growing up in India, and some tales concerning his family. And so we would like to present those to you over the next 2 weeks as a precursor to his birthday celebrations. So I hope you'll join me then. I look forward to it. Thanks for listening today. I'm Budsamudra. I'll catch you next time.